This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca, Fiona and Paul here in the studio. And our guest now is Ethan Tan. Now, Ethan completed his studies at Kew High School in 2019, and he's actually taking part in the National Gallery of Victoria Top Arts 2020. Welcome, Ethan. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
You're good? You're good?
Yeah.
You must be pretty excited to be doing anything with the NGV is really significant. It's a great honour for you.
Yeah, it is an honour, yeah.
So tell us about it. Tell us about Top Arts 2020.
So basically it's just an exhibition for the year 12 students. They get selected, I think it was 40.
Yep.
And yeah, I was one of them.
Yeah.
How did you, I mean, when you were creating the work for your year 12, I mean, I studied art when I was in year 12 and just loved it. It was my favourite subject, of course. But when you were creating the work, were you thinking that it was going to be an outcome like this? Did you ever imagine that the piece would be at NGV?
Oh, definitely not. Like, I went to visit the exhibition when I was in year 12 and I was looking at all the people and I was like in awe because it was also pretty. I like didn't think I would be there, but yeah, it's so cool that I ended up being chosen.
It is. It's really fantastic. And the work that you created, I mean, I know that we will post a picture of your on our social media so people can see. Mm-hmm. But tell us if you could describe a little bit about the work you created that people could go and see at the NGV.
Oh, cool. So it's basically just a portrait of myself. It's a photo. It's of mainly like my face and my arm. And it kind of explores androgyny and like the spectrum of gender. So it's me and I've got some makeup on with some jewels on my face. There's some pink and blue light coming through different sides of the photo, which kind of just like represents, again, like the spectrum of gender and playing around with colors associated to gender, like baby pink and then the baby blue. So, yeah.
I love that use of color. And
thank you.
You know, that... You know, exhibitions like this are so important. You know, it showcases, you know, people's works and people's thoughts and who they are to a really, really broad audience. And National Gallery of Victoria has been, I think it's one of the best galleries in the world, not just for what it exhibits, but the values it has and what it does and the reason it does it. And, you know, there'd be lots of galleries in the world that would love to do this, but perhaps don't have the courage to do it.
Well, that's true. I mean, Top Arts is a fantastic platform. I wish it was around when I was a student. I would have loved to have aspired and to be inspired, like to be able to go and visit, whether you're a student, whether you're an art student, or whether you're just enjoy looking at emerging talent. I mean, just to be inspired by what people are creating at the Top Arts exhibition would be something that I wish that I was able to see when I was a kid, and studying art would have been amazing. So is photography your main, you know, the work that you work in that medium most of the time?
Actually, surprisingly not. No. It was kind of like a bit of an accident.
An accident.
Not really an accident, but like I'm mainly a drawer, a painter, a makeup artist as well. Mm. I just chose photography because I kind of wanted to shift the focus towards me as an individual and explore like my identity, because it was just something I was really familiar with. Like throughout my folio process, I started off exploring other people, and then as my journey came to a close and like I began doing my final works, my work kind of started focusing on me, because I started doing a lot of introspection and thinking about my experiences. And yeah, so I decided photography would be really cool to like place me in the center of the focus. Yeah.
Was there anybody that you were inspired, like some of your art heroes that may have inspired you? They may be photographers, or they may be, you know, in other mediums, but who have you looked towards for inspiration as a young artist?
Diane Arbor is definitely one of them.
Yep. Yeah. Amazing. Her work is incredible.
Yeah. She's great.
Yeah, there was some of her work, of course, as part of a beautiful exhibition at Heidi, I think, last year.
Yeah. I didn't see that, but it would have been cool, yeah.
And what about on a contemporary level, you know, artists that are living and working today?
Definitely Troye Sivan.
Right, the musician.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Just his aesthetics really inspires me. Like his album Bloom, a lot of the colours he used, very vibrant, very like gender-related.
Mm.
And yeah, I thought it was beautiful, like his Bloom music video on YouTube, yeah.
And then, of course, with the photography, and certainly with explorations of around gender and around issues of sort of self-acceptance and understanding, we see so much of that in social media. There are so many people that are creating and having their voices heard through the visual medium and the photographic medium. How do you feel that the social media space is going to be benefit, as opposed to the general conversation, which always talks about the harm of social media? I mean, how do you work with social media, and do you use your photography in that particular platform?
Yeah, I think social media can be good and bad. Like, it's a place for people to showcase their talents and their identity, which is really cool. Like, I have social media platforms, and I put my makeup on there, and I like showcase that. Like, I don't really think I would be able to reach an audience if I didn't have social media. Like, if I was in like the 90s, I wouldn't know how I would showcase all my talents, because there wouldn't be such an accessible platform.
Right. I don't know how we did it when we were younger. We just rang each other on the phone and showed up at the nightclub. I think we did it at the nightclub. That must have been where all of our self-expression happened.
Ooh. And you know, on the way there, we always, you'll probably laugh at this, Ethan, you know, we used to have, you know, you'd always have to carry some coins.
Wait, what's the coins for?
For the public phone box.
That's right, because you needed to ring someone.
To ring your friends, you know, because they didn't have mobiles.
So you'd both have to be at like a phone box,
yeah,
at the same time.
Yeah, or no, you'd have to, you know, but you'd, you know, to actually, when you're out and about, you lost contact with people.
Yep.
Because unless they were at home, and unless you had a phone box, you couldn't, you know, so, yeah. And I remember the first fax machine.
Oh, really? The thermal paper
the
fax?
The thermal paper. You had to put it a particular way when you copy, when you sent it. Yeah. Very disturbing remembering that.
Well, I mean, my mother tried to keep all of the faxes that she would send us when we were living overseas. So she would write faxes, but then she was keeping the letters that we would write back. But, you know, not remembering that thermal paper actually doesn't last. I'm like, Mum, you have to photocopy the thermal paper faxes if you want to keep the letters, which is crazy.
I think digital art, Ethan, you know, is really, you know, you talked about the different platforms that, you know, allow you to express yourself as well as, you know, in an exhibition space. And again, you know, this is, you know, for the future, that for yourself, where would you, you know, how would you like to develop this further, you know, for your expression and for your art? How do you see that panning out for you?
Well, in general, I'm pretty expressive. Like, the way I dress kind of reflects who I am as a person. So I'll probably keep dressing a bit funky, like, as I keep growing as a person.
Yep.
I'll definitely keep being on social media and, posting my Instagram looks. Wait, can I plug myself for a second?
Of course, sure.
Okay, follow me on my Instagram. That's Ethan Tan Beauty. Yeah, Okay.
Excellent. Well, I mean, with the Ethan Tan Beauty, for example, I mean, that would be an income, a stream of income for you as well, because then you would be able to sell your services. And I mean, what kind of areas you want to work mostly in fashion with that? And I guess it's, as you say, it's a great way to show off your work.
Yeah.
And is what sort of things have you done on a more commercial sense, or are you hoping to do?
So there's this like smaller musician. I worked with him around like a few weeks ago. He had a photo shoot and I did his makeup. And he was like a friend of a friend, and he reached out to me because I do kind of more like out there looks, not just like a basic glam. Like, I'll work with a lot of color and like shapes and stuff. So he reached out to me and I did like this cool black and gold all over the face type of mural, in a sense. But yeah,
murals are so hot right now. They're everywhere on faces. Well, I don't know if you've seen the way that in other parts of the world, I think in China certainly, people are actually doing certain face makeup to stop the facial recognition.
Yes.
It's incredible work.
Yeah. In Hong Kong particularly.
In Hong Kong too. You need to look it up. It's so incredible.
That's crazy.
Because you see, it's not illegal to have that, whereas Carrie Lam for the Slaughter, as I call her, you know, she wants to ban masks. Of course, coronavirus doesn't help. But so the makeup actually disguises who they are.
It's incredibly artful.
Yeah. So without prosthetics, just like...
Just like they've figured out ways of doing this... colour blocks on their faces.
Almost like camouflage. Not camouflage, but the
like
same
illusions.
The same effect. Yeah. So the facial recognition cameras can't recognise them.
Yeah.
I think you would find it inspiring. I was certainly...
So therefore they won't end up in a educational training institution on the mainland, otherwise known as a prison.
I think that there is a growing market for that. So maybe that's something you should think of.
Yeah, maybe.
Not just to foil the facial recognition camera, but I think, you know, people are more prepared, you know, to do it. And what you're doing is, in a way, you're experimenting with that. And you said, you know, with this artist that you did something a little bit different.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that's what they wanted, rather than just, you know, just normal, theatrical makeup.
So what's the plan for 2020?
2021.
I'm just still wrapping my head around 2020. So have you thought about where you would be, what you would like to do next from a study point of view or an art point of view? Have you got any particular sort of goals that you're working towards?
Yeah, definitely. I'm currently at Monash University. So I'm just studying design at the moment. And yeah, that's what I'll be doing. I'm also working hospo and like, you know, just living my life.
living the student life for
sure. Yeah, that student in debt life, you know.
And, you know, your friends, they've all been to see the Top Art show?
Oh, not yet, actually.
Not yet. It has actually
Well, they've actually
opened.
Got time because it actually runs from 13th of March to the 12th of July, 10 a.m. Yeah. to 5 p.m. daily, NGV at Fed Square, the ground level, the NGV design studio. So it's actually running for April, May, you know, like 4 months, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yep, there's tons of time to get along.
10 a.m. So don't have to get up too early, Fiona.
Well, you know, I just think that it would be great if the galleries were open a little bit later, more frequently, because, you know, if they close at 5, I mean, who finishes work at 5?
Yeah, exactly.
No, so anyway, so you must be very excited. Do you have any other work in the Top Arts show that you've seen of other people that you are very inspired by or would recommend people take note of when they visit?
From this year?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I haven't really had a good look at any of the other artists yet because I have been overseas, so I've been a bit distracted with life things. But yeah, like I'm pretty sure there's a lot of like really... like out there works this year, I've been told. Like I had a quick look at the website and it looks a lot more like experimental than last year was was more chill.
And I mean, would you be, you know, what would you say to young people in your particular situation, like how they would be able to find a voice either through creative expression or to find their community? What would you sort of suggest to people, because you found it in your work?
Definitely, like social media again, like it doesn't really matter what you're doing, whether you're a fashion designer or, you're making any type of art, you can find a way to showcase it online, and that's a really easy way to gather an audience.
Yeah, absolutely, particularly if you're visual, if your medium is visual.
Yeah, definitely. Or even if you, like, make music, online's perfect.
Of course, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Ethan.
Yeah, no worries.
You know, good luck with the future and with uni, and congrats on, you know, being part of Top Arts 2020. Good stuff.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Ethan.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.